there is an absolute silent killer when it comes to sales reps. And this one thing that we're going to talk about today, it robs you of your time. In fact, there was a study that was put out by an organization called YouGov, where they found that the average person, you ready for this, loses 55 days per year. It also robs you of your productivity. So today, we're going to talk all about it. We're going to talk about how you can identify it and keep it from showing its ugly face in your day-to-day. My name is Paul Castain from Castain Training Systems, and I'm the author of the YourSalesPlaybook.com blog and your host for the Sales Playbook Podcast. I've personally trained over 20,000 sales reps, sales leaders, and business owners to sell more. So get your playbooks ready because school is now in session. Okay, so today we're going to be talking about this one thing that it is an absolute silent killer for many reasons. And by the way, it was Zig Ziglar who first flagged this. And I remember listening to this CD program on setting goals. And he talked about this one thing that just gets in the way of goals. And he called it a silent killer. And before I tell you what it is, I mean, we kind of have to have a little pinky promise or something today. Because when I tell you what it is, something might kick in with you subconsciously or maybe quite consciously that, you know, because it's not going to be a revelation to you. It's going to be something that you've heard people talk about a million times. But you see, that's a big problem with people and things that get in the way of them learning. In fact, many times in learning circles and other sales trainers, we call it a filter. It's something that gets in the way of the message, the familiarity of something, especially something we've heard over and over again. And we're always coming across articles and little tips on this particular subject. There is this familiarity bias that keeps us from even digging in, and even more importantly, embracing it and doing it. So having prefaced the shit out of the topic for this week, I say we dig in. This week I'm going to talk about procrastination. Now, right there, I want you to catch yourself. You probably gave me an eye roll, or you probably said, I've heard this before, or whatever else, but you really need to hear me out on it, because it's something that absolutely kills your results. And Zig Ziglar was right. It absolutely is a silent killer, because you don't see it coming. You don't even realize many times you're doing it. And by the way, that study that I came across, I thought was kind of interesting. And it was an organization by the name of YouGov. And they concluded through the study that the average person loses 55 days a year because of procrastination. Now, let's just kind of talk about that for a minute. First of all, if you're like me, you might be a little skeptical and you say, holy shit, 55 days, is that, is somebody being a little dramatic and they needed to emphasize their point, and maybe, I don't know, maybe they padded that shit by 20 or 30 days, whatever it is. Well, I mean, you know, what the heck? I mean, let's assume the worst and say that YouGov is completely full of shit, man. They just pull this one out of thin air, and maybe it's more 20 or 30 days, or 25 days or whatever. That's still a lot of time to lose each and every year. And by the way, that 20 to 25 days a year, if that's, if that's what it's coming down to, that's on top of other things and other ways that you're wasting away your year. So I want you to realize that it's a rather big chunk of your time that's being robbed from you. So it's not only the fact that you're not embracing whatever it is that you need to be doing. it's like all the time that you spend wasting kind of putting it off, putting it on the calendar, taking it off the calendar, forward it, you know, like just kind of moving the event to another day and thinking about it and beating yourself up, you know, like that kind of proverbial dying like a thousand deaths or whatever it is thing. So whether YouGov is right or whether they just like completely invented this, and I doubt they did. I'm sure they didn't. Certainly not accusing them. But just in case you're sitting here, it just seems like a bit much. Your year is taken from you in many, many ways. This is one of them. Negativity is another one. When we're actually going to be talking about that during the upcoming webinar, Accelerate. The name of the webinar is called Accelerate, and we're going to be talking about it this week. And when you hear how many days, just on a monthly basis, you're losing, I mean, it's rather dramatic. You lose time to just flat-out time wasters, right? I mean, we never waste time in sales, right? We don't, like, dick around with things that we shouldn't be dicking around with and stuff like that. Also, interruptions, man, that's a huge thing. But when you start adding that into maybe even things like your perception of Fridays and Mondays and what you should be doing and what you're not, I mean, you're talking about losing at least a third, but in many cases up to half of your entire year's productivity because of all these little things. So today we're not going to be talking about all these little things. We're going to be focusing in on procrastination. So the first thing that I want to talk about when it comes to this, I'm going to have, I don't know, like maybe three or four questions that I want you to kind of ask of yourself that's going to help you just like dramatically reduce this and free up some time. And it's going to help you, especially now that we're going into the second half, almost, right, a few weeks away, the second half of 2018. So the first thing, I want you to kind of ask yourself a question. I want you to think about the tasks where you typically are guilty of like procrastination. What are those tasks? What are the things that you typically like put off and put off and put off? For some people, it's going to be things like cold calling. It's going to be things like cold calling. It's going to be administrative things. I'm going to be the person here raising his hand first in the group therapy session that we're about to have. Administrative things. I hate that shit. I really do. To the point that when it comes to like filling out like expense reports and stuff like that, I have had instances, I kid you not, where, especially the last position that I had, I was a vice president, where there were several times when the organization owed me north of $5,000 to $7,000 at any given time because I just kept putting it off. And believe me, it didn't start at that. I mean, it was a few thousand dollars. And then like I just didn't feel like stopping and having to do all that tedious type of shit. And we hate that stuff. In sales, you might find yourself procrastinating when it comes to embracing new things or new technology. Maybe going after whale accounts, like these huge accounts. It could be unpleasant conversations that you might have to have with your clients, like payment and terms and delivery, or somebody screwed something up with something to do with their widget, and now you have to have that conversation, and you know they're going to kick your ass and take your head off. So the very first thing, this is all starting with awareness. So the very first thing that I want you to do, and please, if you're driving and you have a little bit of time to spare, I highly recommend that you pull the car over and you work through this. And if I could just offer a little something for you, let's just take a little quick time out. One of the things that is most probably getting in the way of your development, here I am being presumptuous, and I am making an assumption. And you know what they say about assumptions, right? Anytime you make an assumption, you make an ass out of you an umption, right? And I think it was the great Samuel L. Jackson who said that in a movie called The Long Kiss Goodbye. And I also think he sprinkled in more than a few of the F curses in there, which would probably shock you when it comes to Samuel L. Jackson. But, I mean, you know, like seriously, I mean, I'm making an assumption here about you, and I probably shouldn't do that. But, and I kind of, because I was being cute here, I kind of forgot what the hell I was even talking about. But seriously, I mean, you know, what happens is that we have these things that we avoid, and we have these things that we should be working on. And now I remember what the hell I was going to say. See, I try to play that off kind of cool, because we all have ADD, and I'm thinking maybe you were off somewhere else too, and you wouldn't realize I completely forgot what the F I was going to say. And but no, seriously, what I was going to say here with when it comes to like procrastination and things like that, and just like learning, the average person consumes a lot of shit. Seriously, we consume a ton of stuff. In fact, if you haven't heard me say it before, I mean, I say it's like one of my pet statistics. The average person consumes 34 gigabytes of information each and every day. So this is one of many things you're consuming. It might be one of several podcasts. I bet you're reading a lot of emails, and you come across all kinds of little tips and tricks. And over on LinkedIn, you got everybody and their mother now putting out videos and all kinds of like LinkedIn publisher articles, and there's all this stuff. So what happens is we consume a lot of stuff, but that doesn't mean you're learning it, because if you're not taking action on it, it's entertainment. I mean, you might as well, seriously, you're getting about as much educational value as like watching like Netflix or some shit. So what you need to do is take action. So the very first thing I want you to take action on is to identify what are the tasks that you typically like put off, and you like go knee deep into that whole like procrastination pool. The second thing is that you really should think about and carve out some quiet thinking time and just kind of like ask yourself why each one of those things. So let's just say it's cold calling. Well, why do I typically avoid cold calling? Or maybe it's having a difficult conversation. Why do I typically avoid that? Or it's administrative things or whatever. Now, there's lots of reasons why we avoid things. And one of the things, again, another one of my famous Uncle Paulisms coming at you in 3, 2, 1, is the study that I've been talking about for like forever. And it was done by this gentleman up at, I think it was University at Calgary. And he did this 10-year study on procrastination. And what they found was simply that at the core of the majority of people who are procrastinating is fear. It's a fear and maybe a disbelief that we can accomplish the task to begin with. So that could be part of what's keeping you back, but you need to identify it. It could be just fear that you're afraid of somebody when you call up, like hanging up on you and calling you an asshole, and you know, I don't know, like as if like they're gonna like find out where you are and come over to your place and beat the shit out of you. But you really, like, I'm being funny here, but I'm also dead serious. Like, don't ever underestimate the power of fear and what it does to grown-ups. And this stuff that fear is made of, it is like, it is just in, like, you know, like they call it a lot of times, like the lizard brain that we have, kind of that old brain that we had when we were more like along like the lines of like animals, and we had to survive, and we kind of had that built-in fight or flight thing going on. Well, a lot of us haven't advanced past the lizard brain. And I'm not insulting people and saying you're stupid or you're an idiot or you should be ashamed of yourself. I'm saying that I've probably just described the bulk of us this as grown-ups, the still deep-rooted fears that we have. So the sooner you start to understand what your fears are, why you're procrastinating things, and why those things scare you, the better. Now, the other thing too, it could be just something that you're not necessarily afraid of. It could be something that you just don't like doing it. Like, I'll give you that example again of the expense report. I'm not afraid of getting a $7,000 check. I'm not afraid of an expense report. Hey, man, I might be almost 53 years old. And notice how I snuck in almost 50, because I'm not. I'm not going to go and tap out yet and say Uncle Paul is officially old. He's 53. End of this month, by the way, I will be 53 years old. And I mean, you know, the average person here is going to be afraid of some of these things or whatever. But, you know, in terms of me, you know, and you know, like my whole thing with like that expense report example, I'm not afraid of it. Last time I checked, my 50, almost 53-year-old old ass, fat ass as it is not going to get its ass kicked by, you know, like an expense report. So I think I could take it. I think even like in a drunken brawl, like where I've consumed way too many like whiskey sours, because that's like my new drink lately. I've kind of like moved away from tequila a bit. And don't ask why. Right, just we're just not going to talk about it. But I mean, seriously, I'm not afraid of it. It's just I just effing hate doing it. I hate doing that shit. And it's the same thing with my taxes. When the accountant wants all these things from me and everything, I'm not afraid of it. I just despise the task. I hate it. I really do. Honest to God, I hate it. Right, and I hate accounting. In fact, those of you who don't know, back in the day when I was in college, do you know like I really wanted to change my major, which was business at the time, because I had to take accounting and I flunked it twice. I hated that subject. I mean, honestly, like I remember like my dad saying to me at the time, he goes, well, you have to understand accounting because you know, you have to know how the numbers of a business work and everything. And I remember thinking, well, no, I'll hire an accountant. And guess what I did, ladies and gentlemen? I hired an accountant and I pay out the ass for this guy because I don't want to deal with the shit. I hate it, right? But I'm not afraid of it. So you need to really think about what are the things you're afraid of? What are the things you just like maybe just despise doing or whatever you find it's just an annoyance or whatever, and identify that. The third thing that you need to do now is identify your avoidance activities. Your avoidance activities. An avoidance activity is anything you do. You ready for this? This is what makes me a genius and allows me to make the big bucks, folks. It, you know, an avoidance activity is anything that you do to avoid doing like the real important stuff. Like, for example, and I've used this example before, my wife always knows when I'm avoiding something because I'm outside watering the lawn. And in case, like, those of you who, like, are living in, like, a bubble or something like that, they invented something called a sprinkler. So it doesn't, like, require somebody manually, like, watering the lawn. I mean, like, what is this, like 1923 or some shit? It's, like, there I am doing it because, like, I just don't want to deal with something. And I also like it because it's a nice mindless activity and I could just kind of cool off a little bit and, like, think or whatever. But usually I'm avoiding something. But for you, it might be, and this one also has my name on it, sometimes doing administrative things because you don't want to be on the phone. Or leaning toward more toward hanging out and having conversations with your existing relationships instead of going after new business. And kind of, especially if you have some high maintenance ones and even some high volume ones, well, you know, they needed me. I don't want to not service my accounts. So you're spending more time on the relationship instead of blending, working on your relationships with going after some new opportunities. But many of you in a manufacturing environment, you hear me joke around about it all the time. I call it dicking around in the plant, which I think is the technical term for it. It's called dicking around in the plant. Where like I've had people like that. Like I remember when I worked like in printing and like where I've done some like projects, but I'm like why are you in the plant? You know, you're a sales rep. I get it. You might have to talk to somebody, but like, why is it that every time I turn around, you know, like, where is he? And then I go off in the plant, and there you are. So really what it comes down to is it might be an avoidance activity. So you need to know, what are your avoidance activities? And even avoidance behaviors. It could be things like, well, you know, nobody wants a cold call or, you know, a prospecting call or clients. They don't want to hear from us first thing on Monday mornings or Friday afternoons. It could be things around holidays. Well, you know, I mean, geez, man, we've got like summertime coming up. Nobody wants a heavy type of conversation about switching vendors over the summer. That's something for like after Labor Day or whatever. So you need to identify it. And then once you identify what your avoidance behavior is, you need to interrupt the pattern. And I love talking about the concept of pattern interrupt. And this is something that I first heard probably 20-something years ago. I'm going to guess 25, 26 years ago from Tony Robbins. He talks about pattern interrupt. And in this context, it's really, if you think about it, we are creatures of habit as human beings. So we do these rituals and these patterns over and over and over again. So if you've identified what your avoidance activity is when you're procrastinating, that you're off in the plant, and in my case, you're watering the lawn, or maybe someone else spending too much time with existing accounts, or maybe you're shooting the breeze with like some coworkers or whatever. When you catch, the reason why we wanted you to identify it is so you can interrupt it. So you need to do something that stops you from doing that in that moment. So you've identified the avoidance activity. Now you know that you are procrastinating. When you've caught yourself in the act, caught you, you son of a bitch, you are procrastinating. Now you need something that's going to make you stop and interrupt that pattern. Now, I'm going to give you a crazy visual. I don't want you doing this. I really don't. Seriously, I don't. But the example that Tony Robbins gave, this, again, this is not something under any circumstances you're to do. But it's just dramatizing the idea, because sometimes when you dramatize something, there's a higher probability of somebody retaining it and understanding it. Which, by the way, is a side note. Do that with your clients and your prospects. Dramatize ideas, because then people remember it. So the example that Tony Robbins gave, you know, was kind of along the lines of like, what if you came over to him and you said, Tony, I'm just so upset. This isn't going right in my life, and that isn't going, right in my life, and everything sucks and blah, blah. And like you're crying on his shoulder. And by the way, to cry on that guy's like shoulder, like you'd have to like take an elevator like up about 20 thought. That guy's effing huge. But that's why I'm going to be nice about this, in case he hears this. I don't need him like coming over here and kicking down the freaking door, right? So imagine that you do this, and then Tony Robbins, instead of like being sympathetic, whatever it is, he takes in he throws his beer in your face or something like that, right? Like, holy shit. Right? He goes, oh, I'm really sorry, man. Do continue. And then you start like, oh, man, it's just this thing. He goes, and he throws another beer in your face. You know, and you're like, what the? Like, what's going on, man? What is wrong with you? I mean, like, you know, like, what's going on? Gentle giant my ass. You know, you're getting dicky with me, Robbins. Like, what's going on? It would force you out of that behavior. So I'm not saying you go and you throw your beer in somebody's face, or you throw a beer in your own face, man. I'm telling you, that's the day you get the drug test at work, when you do crazy things like that. But you need the equivalent of that, something that's going to change your state immediately. That drink in the face changes the state immediately. It could go anger. It could make you laugh. I mean, if you're silly like me and you laugh about all kinds of shit, you're going to be laughing at that, right? I that's my only recourse against Tony Robbins, just so you know. I mean, seriously, I'm not going to kick his ass. I might, though. I might beat his ass if I can get the first shot in. I could actually, if I get him hammered drunk, I get the first shot in and I sucker punch him. But I could not just sucker punch him with my fist. I need an object like smack him with a bottle or something like that. I think I could take him down. I really, I'm putting it out there. I really think I could take his ass down and I'd have him tapping out. Right. But you know, anyway, I digress. So you need something that's the equivalent of that. So let me give you a few suggestions, if I could. One of the ideas that you could do, and I've stolen this one from Zig Ziglar, when he talked about that idea of this being the silent killer, procrastination, one of the things he said, and it just struck me, folks. It just really just, you know, resonated with me, this phrase. He said, the rule is simple. You do it today. And I remember him saying it twice in a row like that. The rule is simple. You do it today. And I'm not going to even imitate him, because he's like, the rule is simple. You do it. You got to have goals. It was something like that, right? But that's a bad Zig Ziglar imitation. And the guy's dead, which makes it kind of in poor taste that I would say that. But I do think somehow if he was here, he would If he didn't laugh at that, he'd probably laugh at the notion of thinking I could get Tony Robbins to tap out if I could sucker punch him. I do think I could make him laugh with that if in fact he were here. But, you know, but like he said, so when I find myself procrastinating, that's like a little pattern interrupt. Usually when I'm procrastinating, I'm sitting on my ass. I'm not moving. And might be the same for you in some cases. So I work alone, so I don't have to worry about how this looks to coworkers. I'll kind of get up and I'll say to myself, the rule is simple, you do it today. The other thing too is I use a little TNT, right? Explosive type of stuff. And I think of that. TNT is just kind of not really an abbreviation, but it's just kind of, it stands for today, not tomorrow. So I'll say that to myself. The rule is simple, you do it today. Today, not tomorrow. I'll do something like that. But the other thing that I'll do is I get it on the calendar, right? I find that when I get things on the calendar, there's a higher probability of them getting done. Why? Because, and I'm dead serious about this. So it's like I was goofy today, but this thing, I mean, I am dead serious about. I am relentless when it comes to the things on my calendar. And getting them on the calendar so that we're not just sitting here talking a lot of nonsense. And I always say, hey, man, if you're not going to schedule it, say amen, because you've got a freaking prayer. You don't have a plan. You've got a prayer. So first of all, you know, I pray in school, but I'm really not looking to do like a prayer. I'm looking to like take some action. So I get it on the calendar. But then I treat it like any other appointment that I have. And to me, it comes down to respect. And this may sound like kind of a crazy pattern interrupt. But remember, the more crazier things are, the higher the probability that you remember it. The more wacky, the higher the probability of you remembering it. And also, the wackier and funnier something is, the more that changes the state of mind that you're in, your emotional state. Because if I can laugh about something that potentially is killing me, like a silent killer, like procrastination, then and make light of it, then I think I can keep more of a sound mind to moving forward. So what I do is I almost feel like envision Aretha Franklin singing a song instead of R-E-S-P-E-C-T, her singing a song called Respect Yourself. Right? Respect yourself. Now, I'm not going to sing like Aretha Franklin for you because you guys noticed when I did the Zig Ziglar thing, it wasn't really too good. This is why your Uncle Paul can never, ever, ever quit his day job or talk about himself in the third person. But in this case, I picture Aretha Franklin singing Respect Yourself when it comes to those appointments on my calendar that I've made with myself. And the reason why I picture her singing it, because respect is going to keep me from procrastinating. How? Because if I set up an appointment with you to speak with you on Wednesday morning at 9:15 a.m., I'm not going to just go and break that appointment because something else came along. That would be disrespectful. But respect works both ways. When I set an appointment with myself to prospect, to work on that project I've been putting off, or whatever it is, and it's on that calendar, I give myself the same respect that I give everyone else. Because it is, in my opinion, there are a few things that I would tell you in sales. Well, that's absolutely wrong. This is one of those few things. I think it's absolutely wrong of us to allow everyone else to get our respect, and we respect the appointment. But when it comes to doing the shit that puts food on the table, allows us to put the kids through college. And I don't know. I mean, maybe it's a bonus. Wouldn't it be nice to have a few dollars left over to support your favorite charities and do things that are like meaningful to you and reward yourself? The only way that's going to happen is if we respect those things that we put on the calendar. So that is your final tip on how you can kind of like work through this whole procrastination thing. So there you have it, folks. 4 ideas on procrastination. We said the very first thing is you need to like create that awareness. What are the tasks where you typically procrastinate? You need to identify those. The second thing we said, you know, is maybe you could try to come up with a why. Is it something that you're afraid of? Is it something that you just absolutely hate the task? Maybe you don't really buy into it and you need to have a strong enough why as to why you're doing this. The third thing that you need to do is identify the avoidance activities that you do in order to avoid the task, avoiding the cold calling, avoiding, you know, that administrative stuff, avoiding getting the proposals out in a timely manner, avoiding having difficult conversations with people. Maybe, you know, overpayment or, you know, just something difficult, maybe something with your terms or policies or whatever. And then last but not least, we want to interrupt the pattern once we've identified it in the moment that it happens. So you need to, as your homework assignment, create some pattern interrupts so that when you're engaging in this whole business of procrastination, what are you going to do to stop it dead in its track and do the equivalent of like Tony Robbins throwing that beer in your face or whatever? So I want you to think about that. Now, I'm going to be sharing my system for not only like really digging into this procrastination thing. This is actually one of the five things that get in the way, right? The five things that get in the way of sales success. You've just kind of learned one of them in this form where I'm going to teach you, but there's a little bit more to the procrastination thing that I'm going to be sharing during our webinar this week. And the name of the webinar is actually called Accelerate, because the whole concept behind this Accelerate webinar is to accelerate your efforts, accelerate your opportunities, and ultimately accelerate the results that we want to embrace going into the second half of 2018. Now, there's a few things that we're going to be talking about. I want to just like go through them very, very quickly. First of all, this webinar is going to be very, very different than other webinars that I've done before. And the main difference is going to be that, yes, we'll have our content, we'll have the webinar. Yes, we will absolutely record it, you know, deliver it live and record it. So if you can't join us live, guess what? You can kind of attend it like an on-demand movie, if you will, minus the nudity and most of the cursing. But the thing that's going to make this different is that usually with a typical webinar, the host does the webinar and you're done after the webinar. What we're going to do here is once the webinar is done, there are two homework assignments that you're going to hand in to me. And once you do it, you're going to receive personalized feedback from me. So you'll have the feedback, you'll have some accountability, and you'll have a way to kind of take what you've learned and apply it and then submit your action plan to the host and get some really good, valuable feedback. We're going to start by talking about taking inventory of your strengths and weaknesses. And by the way, this is one of the things that you're going to hand in. I have just a real simple to use evaluation form. I've sent it out to you guys before, by the way. It's the checklist that I use, the Rockstar checklist, except the difference now is you're going to fill it out, you're going to do some specific things with it, you're going to send it back to me and then get feedback. We're going to talk about creating an action plan to crush the sales goals that you originally set for 2018, or maybe you need to reset now that we're at the halfway point. We're going to talk about the three drivers of sales success and the five obstacles. Remember, procrastination is one of the obstacles that typically get in the way of you guys kicking ass. We're going to talk about how to access your peak performance states regularly and consistently. And you know, that one, just quickly, I just want to give a little bit of clarification. There are some days that if you really think about, you feel absolutely unstoppable. You don't know what it is, like the stars are aligned and they spell like Castain, or they spell your name or whatever it is. And those days you just kick ass, man, like you feel like you're bulletproof. And then there's other days, man, where it's like, just like spelling your name, you get like brain freeze. It's like you're just off your game. You're out of sync. So we're going to talk to you about, you know, how to stay in that peak performance state, because, again, because life moves so quickly, we can't afford to have a lot of off days. We're going to talk about the 10 things exercise. And this is another thing that you're going to submit to me and you're going to get feedback. We're going to talk about how to generate 75 additional phone appointments in the second half of 2018. 50 ways to use a journal and to guide your thoughts, guide your ideas, and generate solutions. And I've put together a really cool bonus PDF with examples and exercises in it for you. And then last but not least, we're going to talk about 5 ways to maximize your time and your productivity. So if, again, you'd like to join us, remember, if you can't make it this Thursday, June 14th at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time, I want you to sign up anyway, because if you do, you'll get the webinar replay, you'll get all the goodies that comes along with it, you'll get that one-on-one interaction with those 2 assignments you're going to hand in, and that email support that comes along with this particular webinar. But I'd like for you to visit yoursalesplaybook.com/stronger. yoursalesplaybook.com/stronger. And with that, I'm Paul Castain from yoursalesplaybook.com. I am wishing you an incredible week ahead. Go get them. The Sales Playbook Podcast is at Castain Training Systems production. To sign up for our free sales tips, visit yoursalesplaybook.com/sales tips.